Welcome to the season premiere of Songs of the Ocean. This is a podcast series that travels around the coast of South Africa in a journey dedicated to learning about the deep relationship between the ocean and those who live off it. In this series, we have a collection of Indigenous heritage and knowledge expressed through songs and stories collected in and around the wild coast of the Eastern Cape. Our journey starts in Willowvale, a small coastal town and Xhosa community situated a mere 85 kilometres from Nelson Mandela's place of origin, Qunu. The Xhosas know this region of the Eastern Cape as Galeka Land. It is here we begin to explore the physical and spiritual value of the oceans and their extensions, such as lagoons and river mouths. We had the privilege of interviewing diviner healers known amongst the Xhosas as Amagbicha. They explain how the ocean and its extensions play an important and mystical part of the Amaxhosa cosmology.
I am Kwane
Sigaza Mwelase Ngwekazi. I come from Zuka. I wouldn't exhaust the list of my clan praises. I was born here, and so was my father.
No dadu zale lwapo. Ndikhula singabantwana sihambe lwandle.
Growing up as children visiting the ocean, we were warned to be careful at the ocean. I also know that we were told that we should regularly visit the ocean and bathe in seawater to cleanse off misfortune. That is what they told us growing up.
Igamalam digu no fulile elala pimsi digu mamguif kudul. Ulwazilam wagendi kuzango makakule kai.
My marital name is Novulile. I am Gwevu Kudulu. My knowledge comes from the fact that there are many diviners at my home. Many of my sisters were diviners. We would perform songs, because each diviner has their unique song that is revealed to them in their dream. They also have various ways of undergoing initiation into becoming diviners, as some visit the ocean and others the forest. My relatives were initiated through the ocean. Their songs were unique forms of expressions that are sung during the initiation ceremony and are performed with them at the ocean among the healers and initiates.
Ukutwasa is a rite of passage first experienced by new initiates as they journey into Ubugicha. These healers are selected by their ancestors who call them through dreams. The spirits of their ancestors are reincarnated through them during the process of Ukutwasa, and as we heard from the woman in the previous clip, the ancestors use nature to administer this process. Once an initiate has been accepted by being spiritually incarnated by the ancestors, the ocean gives a sign of this acceptance. Amagbicha will sing Ikamago Livumile.
Oh,
often ethereal experiences that traditional healers go through. Few being more surreal than that of being taken on an underwater journey to meet and speak to the ancestors. While some diviners may only experience the underwater journey in a dream, they are adamant that it can occur on rare occasions as an actual physical submersion at certain pools, rivers, and the sea.
My English name is Michael. I am Dlamini of Jama of Sjado of Fakade. On the occasion that someone drowns into the ocean or river, we are told not to cry. They say a calling is calling and no one should cry. Everyone must wait until the day those underwater people return the person. There are homes and people living underwater. When you see them, you can't make eye contact. If you're fortunate to see them, they will always be seated. Sometimes the person would emerge with beads and a complete makeover. We are then required to fetch them. After they return, we will sacrifice a goat and adjourn them back to that place. They are then returned home, where they will accept their calling. Then they will guide you on how to proceed with their initiation ceremony. I have a little tale that I might have slightly forgotten from my great-grandmother who begot my paternal grandmother. She also disappeared in the ocean for almost a week. I am not telling a tale that never happened, but a reality that occurred. She was taken by the ocean and came out after a week in Ncwebe. She re-emerged alive and lived very long, longer than most people I know. I am trying to say these things happen. However, I'm not saying she became a diviner because she did not undergo indwaso.
Powerful, purifying, and mysterious. The ocean plays a central role in many cultural and religious ceremonies. In Willowvale, there is a common belief that the ocean is a place to channel into a higher power. Often, in times of severe drought, the different cultures and religious beliefs in this town come together to ask for rain.
It happens often when there is an event of drought. It is our common belief, regardless of Christian or ancestors' beliefs, no matter what you believe in. Everyone attends when we go to ask for rain at the ocean. The headman calls the people and say, "Do you notice the drought? We have no water. The cattle are dying. Our livestock is perishing. Therefore, everyone should go and plead that we are given rain." When we arrive there during the drought, we bemoan our plea. We cry that we are waterless. When we don't even have a drop just to wash our faces, we plead our beloved, "Help us. We're dying. Our livestock is dying. We're also sick due to the lack of fresh, clean water that revitalizes life. When there is no water, there is nothing we can do. Therefore, we plead." Sometimes they are quick to hear us and respond in empathy. We return from there and everything is already wet. We know then that we were heard. After the rainfall and our basic water needs have been satisfied, we return to them to say, "We are grateful that you heard our cry."
time in Willow Vale has come to an end. With that, we reflect upon the lessons learned on these shores. To this community, the ocean is a place of initiation, a place to find answers, a place of mysticism, and a place of prayer. Next episode, we follow the waters 257 kilometers down the coastline to another small town known as Hamburg. There, we will continue to explore the physical and spiritual value of the oceans and their extensions to the Amakosa cosmology. Join us as we continue to listen to the songs of the ocean. This series is an iLam product and funded by the One Ocean Hub. The production was led by Kuhle Ngezana and sound by Elijah Madiba. I'm Bodina McConaughey. Search for Songs of the Ocean on any of your favorite podcast platforms.